Mic check, 1, 2. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Am I coming through the speakers? Drinking on a nice cup of coffee. I just had lunch, my friend. I hope you're doing well. This is the Life in English podcast. I am Tony Kaizen, and I just wanted to put one little bit of information on your brain today for you to think about. Recently, I've been making a real effort to limit my screen time. That came out weird. Limit my screen time. And just in case you don't know, screen time is the amount of time you spend looking at a screen. So it's your cell phones, your computers, your TV, etc. And on my phone and computer, I get a weekly report from this app called Screen Time. And it tells me you spend an average of this many hours per day looking at a screen. And you spend an average of this much time looking at this website or on this app, etc. And it got it to the point where it was like 13, 15, 16 hours a day sometimes. And I'm just like, yo, this is not sustainable. First of all, it's not healthy. And not only that, but large amounts of time are being spent on shit that really isn't productive. I don't need to be looking at a screen during large amounts of my day because I'm not actually getting something done. So I was like, man, I want to do this long term. I'm still relatively young and I got a lot of screen time left in me. So I want to limit that shit because I need my eyes, bro. And it's about mental health. I'll get to that in a second. But anyway, I'm just talking about my reason for limiting my screen time. I want to do it in a sustainable way. I want to work from home or online in a sustainable way. And taking care of my health is a really important part of that, right? So I've been trying to limit the time. And not only that, I've been, you know, off and on trying to get back into the routine of meditating a little bit. I try to do it when I wake up in the morning and then during a break period in the afternoon and also in the evening where I just sit down and do nothing for like 7 to 10 minutes. It's a lot harder than it sounds, but I've been trying to be disciplined and do it every day. And those two things, just like limiting my screen time and meditating 1 to 3 times a day, has really, really helped my physical and mental health. You know, because when we talk about screen time, I'm also talking about social media consumption, because for a lot of us, that's what we're doing. We're not on our phones trying to get stuff done. We're on our phones like trying to escape boredom or emptiness or whatever negative feelings and emotions we tend to feel. We can just pull out our phone and ignore those feelings and be distracted by a bunch of random shit, you know? And I've noticed since I've stopped doing that compulsively and just choosing to only pull out my phone when I'm trying to get something done or actually contact someone, only get on my computer when I'm trying to accomplish a task, like, it's done a lot. It's like made a huge change. I shouldn't exaggerate. I'm starting to see significant changes in my ability to focus for long periods of time. My emotional stability, like the clarity of my thinking, you know what I mean? My productivity. Everything just increases because I'm not just constantly distracted by nonsense. You know what I mean? Even useful information, like there's a time and place for everything, right? And I don't need to just be consuming a bunch of information all the time. We have to put it to work. We have to like do shit. So at some point you got to stop consuming and start producing. You know what I mean? And since I focus more on that balance of like consuming less and producing more, being more productive, I've seen like a really positive impact on just my daily life, which allows me to be more productive, get more done. I'm happier because I'm more productive and get more shit done and I'm more focused. And what I also noticed driving down the street the other day is just like almost the entire day I hadn't touched my phone, only to answer messages, maybe upload a video or listen to some music or a podcast or something. But I wasn't really looking at my phone pretty much the entire day. And it just, I don't know, I was driving down the street and it just dawned on me all of a sudden. I was like, man, it's been a long time since I've actually been notified of what's happening somewhere else in the world. Like, talk to somebody who let me know what was going on in their part of the world, or watched a video on social media, seeing something happen somewhere else. Like, the entire day, it was just what was happening here in the present moment, like, where I was at the time. That was it. And it was like this weird moment where I realized how happy I was because of that. It was just like bliss. Like, man, that, you know, it's almost like not as if there were no problems in the world, but in that moment, there were no problems. I was just driving down the street. And that's all that really matters. I don't need to know what's happening all around the world all the time. Like, I don't give a shit. I really don't. And that's not to say that, oh, I want bad things to be happening to people and I want war to exist and blah, blah, blah. Like, obviously, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, if I'm being honest with myself and I'm being honest with you, I don't give a shit what's happening 3,000 miles from here right now. I don't care. You know what I care about? This cup of coffee in my hand and what I got to say to you. That's what I care about right now. That's all that's on my mind. That's all that matters, because that's all I can control. So that's all I need to focus on. Why do I need to know? Why do I need to know? Or, you know, if I do need to know, like, set aside a particular time in my day for that. I'm going to get on my phone, on my computer, and consume current events, media about current events, so I can update myself and know what's going on in the world. But just all day? All day? It's not healthy, bro. Think about it with any other mind-altering substance, because social media, the internet, that form of consumption is a mind-altering substance. We have to consider it as such, or I think we should. And if you think about any other mind-altering substance, whether it's alcohol, marijuana, cocaine, take your pick, anything like that. Maybe not marijuana, that's a different category. Let's use alcohol. Imagine you like to drink on the weekends, you have a little bit of fun, you might crack open a bottle of wine when the kids are asleep, throw on some Netflix, you feel me, snuggle up on the couch, take a sip of the wine, right? Or you might like to party hard, we getting fucked up, right? Shots of vodka and fucking tequila, shot, shot, shot. You like to drink, you like to get turned up, have a good time and party, whatever. You're not going to do that all day, every day. Right? Imagine if you took a shot of liquor when you woke up, a shot of liquor before you left the house, a shot of liquor when you got off the train, a shot of liquor before you enter work, a shot of liquor on your lunch break, another shot on the train ride home, another shot as soon as you get home, another shot while you're cooking dinner, another shot while you're hanging out with the kids. You're a fucking alcoholic. You need help, bro. It's not healthy or normal to just be getting fucked up like that all day, every day. It's not good. And eventually, one shot won't be enough. Then you'll need 3 shots, then 6 shots, then 12 shots, just to reach that same level that you're accustomed to being at. We know how addiction works. Think about that, but just one more video, just one more tweet, right? Just one more post. All you got to do is swipe up, right? One video is not enough. Now you need 6 or 7. Now you need 13. Now you need 50. Before you know it, 3.5 hours of your day were spent scrolling, and you can't remember 3 of the videos you watched. Like, bro, you got a problem. That's a problem. Because then you're going to turn around and say, fuck, man, where is the time going? God damn, it's almost, what? Is what year? Is what day? Is what month? Is what time? Where the fuck did the time go? You just gave it all away, bro. So anyway, I guess I don't even know if I've arrived at a point. I'm just trying to share something I've been thinking about lately that I really think we should all think about from time to time, which is we don't need to just be constantly consuming information all the time, allowing ourselves to be distracted, fucking choosing to distract ourselves from the present moment just because it's not exactly the way we would like it to be. Like, bro, your time is never coming back, bro. And this is coming from somebody who's wasted years of his life on fucking nonsense. Years of his life. I'm sure you have too. We all have. And I'm just here to put this on your brain one more time today. Like, stop and think about it just one more time. Bruh, can you really afford to walk through life just constantly distracted by shit that doesn't even matter? Can you really afford to ignore the shit that really needs attention in your life? Developing skills, making connections, learning how to communicate, right? I mean, there's a list of stuff you know you need to do, bro. But just think about it for 30 days, man. Just give it a try. Meditate twice a day and only pull out your phone if you mean to get something done. only look at a screen if you're trying to get something done. And I guarantee you will see how much fucking free time you have on your hands. I guarantee it, bro. And then you can stop and ask yourself, well, damn, what should I do with all this fucking time? That'll be your new problem. How do I occupy all this time now that I'm not wasting it? And the good news is the answer to that question is whatever the fuck you want, bro. Take your pick. But the point is you got the time to do it now that you're not distracted or running away from boredom, sadness, emptiness, yourself, whatever it may be, bro. I don't know you. Whatever it may be. I'm just saying think about it, bro. For the next 30 days. Long day at work, you get home, kiss the kids, kiss the wife or your husband, whatever. If you live by yourself, get home, hug your cats, your dogs, whatever you do. Resist the urge to pick up the phone. Resist the urge to turn on a screen and just think. What could you do to make better use of your time, man? The world's changing fast, bro. And I don't know, man. You just stay in the same place doing the same shit every day. And at some point, I just gotta believe it's gonna come back to bite you. You know, it's gonna catch up with you at some point. Anyway, this isn't a fucking intervention or some goddamn motivational speech or something like that. I just wanted to share with you something that's definitely having a positive impact on my daily experience and thus the rest of my life, you know? And hopefully you take some time to think about it yourself, man. If you want to talk more or in more detail about this, hit me up on Discord, man. I don't know if everyone listening knows this, but you can join the Discord server. You don't have to pay any money. You don't have to fucking do anything but create an account. Join the community. Come talk with us. Make some friends. You know what I'm saying? And live your life in English, my friend. But I'm going to get out of here, man. I just wanted to leave that on your brains. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode and you got a couple things to think about. This is Life in English. I am your host, Tony Kaizen, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace.